is Phoenix 98 FM.
Whispers and The Beat Goes On. That was their debut UK release when it came out in 1980. It peaked at number two, and you know, it was kept from number one by Kenny Rogers and Coward of the County. It's still their biggest UK hit. Their other top 10 hit was 1981's It's a Love Thing, which I'm sure you probably remember that one. Before that, we heard Giorgio Moroder and Chase. That was released in 1978, but it just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 48. It's from the soundtrack of the film Midnight Express. you know, of course, Giorgio Moroder's biggest UK hit came in 1984 when he teamed up with Phil Oakey on Together in Electric Dreams, which peaked at number three. You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix 98 FM. It's Saturday, the 18th of November, and it's 7 minutes past seven. What we do on this show is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s, and now also the 1990s. We have added the 1990s to our playlist to celebrate our second birthday. That's right, it's been 2 years since Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers first hit the airwaves. And what we do on this show is we play songs that are either by a geezer or a real pleaser or simply a bit of a cheeser. And better than that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool or trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff. And as we're celebrating our birthday, here are a couple of cheese. Well, let's have a pleaser and then a cheeser. See what you think of these two.
Smokey sings, I hear violins. When Smokey sings,
the unmistakable sound of ABBA and Does Your Mother Know. That's a number four hit from 1979, I think, actually. And of course, rather than either Frida or Agnetha on vocals, it features Bjorn on lead vocals on that one. It's taken from their Voulez-Vous album, and as you might expect, it's written and produced by Benny and Bjorn, and it is a gold single in the UK. I don't know, is it my favourite single by ABBA? That's the trouble with ABBA. They did so many catchy songs. Every time you hear one, you say, oh, I love this one. Then you think, oh, actually, no, I love this one. Anyway, I can't decide. Before that, we heard ABC and When Smokey Sings. And I don't know, I guess you could say this was a bit of a comeback single for them because it reached legs 11 in 1987. And that was their first top 20 since 1983. So that was then, but this is now. So, you know, a gap of 4 years. Of course, ABC were a foursome made up of lead singer Martin Fry, guitarist and keyboard player Mark White, saxophonist Stephen Singleton, and drummer David Palmer. You know, they do still play gigs, but I don't think that's with the original lineup. Anyway, they're playing in Southend at the Cliffs Pavilion at the end of January next year, and tickets are still available. Just check it out on Ticketmaster. This is M People. And moving on up. Hello, Dad.
You've done me wrong. Your time is up. You took a sip from the devil's cup. You broke my heart. There's no way back. Move right out of here, baby. Go on, pack your bags. Just who do you think you are? Stop acting like some kind of star. Just who do you think you are? Take it like a man, baby, if that's what you are. Cause I'm moving on up. You're moving on now. Moving on up. Nothing can stop me. Moving on up. You're moving on now. Time to break free. Nothing can stop me. They brag a man has walked in space, but you can't even find my place. There ain't nothing you can do, cause I've had enough of me, baby, being part of you. Just who do you think you are? This time you've gone too far. Just who do you think you are?
People and moving on up. That was from 1993 because we've added the 90s now to our playlist. It got to all the way to number two in the charts and then it didn't move on up any further. It was kept off number one. I think it was by Boom Boom Shake the Room. I think if I'm right. Yeah, Boom Shake the Room by the DJ Jazzy Jeff and the French Fresh Prince. And I'm playing that for my dad because he's listening in Coventry as well on his Alexa. And of course, I played something for my mum earlier, so now I'm playing something for my dad. Hello, Dad. I hope you enjoyed that one.
Miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the
unmistakable sound of Diana Ross and Ain't No Mountain High Enough. And I think I've mentioned before on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers that that song was written by husband and wife team Ashford and Simpson, who are probably most famous in the UK for their hit in the 1980s, which was Solid. But they were pretty prolific songwriters, this one obviously included. Diana Ross took this track to number 6 way back in 1970, and it did make it to number 1 in her native USA. Before that, we heard Chairman of the Board and Give Me Just a Little More Time. That was their debut single in the UK when it was released in 1970, and it peaked at number 3 in the charts. The single was produced by the legendary Holland Dozier Holland collaboration. They did go on to have another hit. I think the biggest one was Give Me Just a Little More Time. It is an absolute tune, though, isn't it? Next up, this is a song for my brother. It is Billy Joel and River of Dreams. Hello, Matthew. Joel, and just a wonderful song, River of Dreams. That one reached number 3 in 1993, I think. It was kept off number 1 by Mr. Vane and Culture Beat, and It Keeps Raining by Bitty McLean. We're playing that for my brother who is listening in Coventry. Hello, Matthew, and hello, Mum, and hello, Dad, and hello, Tracy, and hello, Little Moscow. Okay, we are celebrating Geezer's, Bleezer's and Cheezer's birthday. It's our second birthday today. And to celebrate, we've added the 1990s to our playlist. If you've just tuned in, where have you been? You've missed so much good music, but we're still squeezing in a lot of good tracks. I'm going to try and squeeze in some Republica, George Michael and David Bowie before we have to say goodnight and make way for Andy Furno, who, don't forget, is up after me at 8 o'clock with his Boogie Nights. Okay, this is Geezers, Bleezers and Cheezers. What we do on this show is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and now the 1990s. And we're celebrating our birthday, so it's back-to-back party hits. And here's the next one.
Yes.
That was Republica and Ready to Go. That single was originally released in 1996, but it just missed out on the top 40 then, peaking at number 43. It was then re-released in 1997, just ahead of that Cool Britannia era, and then it reached number 13. And do you remember the lead singer Saffron, or Samantha Spratling, to give her her real name, used to have that red fringe? I think I read recently that she now works as a mental health nurse, as well as still performing with Republica. Before that, we heard, of course, Suede and Trash. That single peaked at, was it released in 1996, I think? 1996, the year of Gaza, scoring that goal against Scotland, and England making it all the way to the semi-finals of the Euros, only to lose to the Germans on penalties again. Anyway, Trash was written by lead singer Brett Anderson and new guitarist Richard Oakes, who I think had just replaced Bernard Butler in the band. The single did make it to number one over in Finland, though. OK, I mentioned Cool Britannia earlier, and I guess we can't add the 90s to our playlist without playing these guys.
Baby,
is, of course, Oasis and Up in the Sky. That one's actually an album track from their monster debut LP, Definitely Maybe. It's actually track number 4. As far as I know, I don't think it was released as a single anywhere, but you just know if it had been, it would have been an absolutely massive hit, wouldn't it? Anyway, the first number one, of course, was Some Might Say, which featured on their second album, What's the Story, Morning Glory. Okay, this is party night, so I'm going to play two of my own all-time favourite artists back-to-back now. Here's George to kick us off, followed by David, naturally.
with blood and emblazed tattoo. Streaking cathedral style, they say. They say. They say. He has no brain, they say. He has no room, they say. He was born again, they say. Look at him flying, they say. Jump. They say, jump.
Is of course the legendary David Bowie. The legendary David Bowie and Jump, They Say. That one was released in 1993 and it just snuck into the top 10, peaking at number 9. And I think I'm right in saying that was his first top 10 hit of the 1990s. The song, as you might expect, was written by David Bowie and it was produced by none other than Nile Rodgers, so two absolute legends combining on that record. Before that, we heard George Michael and Soul Free. That was an album track, actually, from his second solo album, Listen Without Prejudice, Volume 1. And as you probably could guess, the song was written and produced by George Michael himself. Do you know what? I've still got that LP at home, and it is an absolutely brilliant album. Okay, so that is just about it from me. Thank you so much for tuning in and keeping me company on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers' second birthday. I really enjoyed it, and I hope you have too. Andy Furno is on the way with his Boogie Nights, including 90s Dance amongst the mix. So just to get you in the mood, I am going to leave you one of the biggest dance tracks of that decade. It is Faithless and Insomnia. Okay, it is a tune, isn't it? Okay, that, as I said, is just about it from me. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and please do stay safe. And if you can't stay safe, then stay sexy. I'll be back next week. Thank you very much indeed for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Good night.
Night is when I search for the light. Pick up my pen and start to write. I struggle to fight dark forces in the clear moonlight without fear. Insomnia. I can't get no sleep. Making excess mess in darkness. No electricity. Something's all over me, greasy. Insomnia, please release me and let me dream of making mad love to my girl on the heath. Tearing off tights with my teeth. But there's no release, no peace. I toss and turn without cease. Like a curse, open my eyes and rise like yeast. At least a couple of weeks since I last slept. Kept taking sleepers. But now I keep myself pet. Deeper still, the night I write by candlelight. I find insight, fundamental movement. So when it's black, this insomniac, take an original tack. Keep the beast in my nature under ceaseless attack. I get no sleep. I can't get no sleep.